You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hazem Milu with Diggy Dupe on that track. That's What You Do. We've got Hazem Milu in the studio. Kia ora koutoua. How are you both?
Kia ora.
It's nice to see you guys. Congratulations on your new EP, Brunette, which just came out on Friday. You guys must be feeling pretty stoked at the moment.
Happy it's out. Happy it's out.
Yeah, we are very happy it's out in the universe.
You've been cooking this one for a wee while. I think we chatted with you maybe about 5 months ago now, which was the last time you were up in the studio. We were talking about a beautiful video you'd created then, as well as the single. And you've got another video out in celebration to go with the track March 12. Tell us a wee bit about the process for kind of creating this visual world that goes with the EP, because it feels really lush and lovely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was pretty it was a pretty straightforward process, actually. I really wanted to work with a female director for this video. It's quite personal to me in that way, and so I approached our friend Mona, aka Chai, who's also an amazing musician in her own right. And yeah, she just came together with this beautiful, she storyboarded it all, and she had like the specific colours that are used, and like the garments, for instance, are all correlated with certain moods and emotion. Like, she just had the whole thing.
Oh, she's so good at
in
that,
her
eh?
brain. And we just said, yep, that looks perfect, we don't need to change any of it. So
that's such a nice feeling. It feels like the shorthand you guys have for working with each other as well. You've had such a long-term collaboration now. It must be super easy to, like, you know, read between the lines of what you're trying to say when you're in the studio together. How does the recording actually work for you two?
I guess, like, when I make the beats, she kind of just... I just try to make a feel for her to, like, vibe off. And most of the time, she just... Anything I play to her, she just writes or takes it away, and then from there we just get some musicians in and take it to the studio and finish it off.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very easy. And if there's ever a beat that we, like, we might start writing something from scratch, and we both instantly, within probably 5 minutes, can look at each other and be like, next. Like, it's really easy.
That's so good. It takes a long time to kind of get to a level of comfort, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, like, just being comfortable around each other.
Totally, yeah.
Because otherwise I'll just be banging away and she's like, deep inside,
So Brunette is the name of the record, and your first EP was Blonde. I'm sensing a little bit of a thematic vibe going on here. what's the through line?
It's really as shallow as that. It was when I had blonde hair, we called it Blonde, and now I am my natural hair colour again, brunette, so there is no deeper meaning to it at all.
I was thinking it might be like returning to your roots, like getting some
thing going on. Yeah, in a way, yeah, a little.
Yeah, I guess you could say. Yeah.
To your roots.
To my roots, literally. Although, to be fair, I did use that. I think that line's in our press release.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Maybe that's how it came into my brain.
Because I do think musically this is a bit more of a, like, for me especially in terms of my writing style, this is returning a lot more to my roots in, like, jazz and soul and stuff that I think we've talked about Rakino's a few times in interviews now, but definitely, like, the Rakino's days vibes. It feels a bit more natural and old. I was about to say old school, but I hate that term, but yeah,
kind of.
Old school.
Old.
It's just old now. No? It actually sounds very fresh. But I know what you're saying about there is that sort of like, jazzy, soulful through line in it, which I really love. And I think has your beats always complement that. It brings out, you guys, your partnership is always so lovely to listen to because it just sounds like old friends hanging out, which is one of the nicest things as a listener to kind of be able to tune into that energy. It's really, really special. I wanted to know who else you got involved on this, because as you said, you've got some cool session musicians. You've had obviously Mona helping on the visual side of things, but it feels like you've had a bit of a village around this, maybe.
We've had Adam Four from, he's played in like many bands, Homebrew, Chip Matthew, Frank Keys.
We had a bit of help.
Anybody else?
Yeah, we had Jimmy came in to do, a friend of mine, Jimmy Garden, who's an amazing musician. He came and laid down like 5,000 horn tracks, which none of them actually ended up being used in the final mixes.
I might use them for something else.
But yeah, they were beautiful. He did one afternoon in the studio with us and just banged out like the most amazing stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
But yeah, so he's the best too. And then Diggy, of course.
Oh yeah, and Diggy.
Yeah.
We usually just try to get one feature.
Yeah, one rapper only. That's
nice.
Our rule.
Diggy's a good one to pick, I feel. He always gets the assignment.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the if there is like an idea or ideas that are kind of tying this together lyrically for you, Milou, would you say there is something that you've sort of felt is like a recurring idea or a theme or something? Or is each song their own little world?
I think both. Each song is its own. I think the moods are quite vastly different for each track. Like some of these tracks, two in particular, What You Do and March 12th, are like very personal and very dark energy to me. Like they kind of are things that I've never talked about in my personal life.
Yeah.
And even the lyrics are quite ambiguous still. But then you've also got some tracks on here that are just really cute little love songs, which is nice. So yeah, I don't know. For me, it just spans. Like, we started writing this in 2019, I think. Like,
oh, wow.
It's been a
while.
Maybe 2020.
Yeah. I mean, we were writing when the first EP was.
Yeah, we were already.
That's
like,
because
we had already, the EP was already done, but we were already, like, kind of moved on.
Yeah. It's so often the way, you're, like, talking about one thing, but your head's on the next. Is that the case with this as well? Have you already been?
I think we've, like, because we've been sitting on this for a while now, like, I feel like we've already moved on. I have. I mean, it's nice that we're getting the love and because it's out now, but I feel like we're ready to start, like, the next chapter.
Yeah, this feels like kind of different lifetime. Like, there are two love songs on this, or love songs, who are about two people that I find it quite funny now that they're about them. I'm like,
it's always about somebody.
That's always the way. I think that it's a really beautiful record. I'm glad that we've got it to listen to. And I wondered if you're going to play it live anywhere soon. Have you got any plans in the works for that?
Not yet, and for Auckland anyway. We've been talking to a couple of people for Oz.
Cool.
But yeah, not yet. I feel like I'm just You haven't got to that stage just yet.
Yeah. Just hunkering down for winter is the vibe at the moment, I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in to chat about it. It's out in all the usual places. It's a beautiful record, Brunette by Hazemilu. We're going to listen to March 12, which has the amazing video made by Chai, which I recommend people go watch today. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you guys really soon.
Thanks for having us.
You know it, I'll go with fire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.